Hello, welcome to our first call today. Welcome, this is our call on healthy digestion today. And thank you for being here. And I'm looking forward to a wonderful healing together to make some real good changes for everybody. And so make yourself comfortable and be present. Forget the moment before. And if this is your first time calling in on any of these conferences, if you want to speak, and you have to raise your hand, which is star 2. And I saw that some of you already, quite a few people have written in a lot of Q&A. And I just had a chance to kind of read through it. If you continue to read or submit something through Q&A, please just make it really short, just a couple words, so that I don't have to be quiet for lengthy times and read. If you are on a phone and you can't really, you don't want to directly talk, because we won't be able to talk to everybody very likely, then you can contact Kim, which she is on the phone today here. I'm just going to unmute Kim. Hi, Kim. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. So you can, Kim, they can send you to, what's your email again? teamaratima@shaw.ca, correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, you just email her just a couple of words, not long sentences, just what is the issue to be addressed, and then Kim is going to let us know, and I'll just give you a few minutes, Kim, to kind of share that, okay? And we'll do that. Thanks, Kim. Perfect. Good. So let's... Digestion. Digestion can be very troublesome, and anti-digestion is the first thing that will basically is the foundation and the cause of all other diseases in your body. So whatever is going on in your body is really because something isn't digested well. And we're working on all levels, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And so let's just be present here. If you need to lie down, go ahead, lie down. If you can sit straight somewhat and be present, that's wonderful, because we're working here with you being part of it, deciding that you want to be healthy and really showing up and challenging that disease-making, contracting inward kind of pulling energy that you want to basically want to bring an expansion to you and a sense of upliftment and joy and buoyancy that is also a sign of good health. So first of all, I'd like to say that your higher self, your spirit, is going to sort and sequence the healing. There's a lot that happens here that we don't know. It's like the iceberg under the water. We don't know why we're really sick. We don't really know how this, you know, could improve. We try to figure it out, but essentially there most of it is mysterious. So we want to just be open to the possibility, and the invitation is to be free from the symptom, from the issue that you're experiencing by the end of this call, by the end of this day, or at least over the next few days, but essentially right now in this moment. So let's begin to just take a deep breath and knowing that this is a 5D call as well, that this is the realm of all possibilities. It is allowing the mind to forget the past and the future and to know that what you'd like to experience could be had right now. And to continue to take another deep breath, allowing yourself to now to ground deep through the base chakra, dropping through into the earth, into the center of the earth. Beautiful. Taking a deep breath and really, really grounding into the earth. And coming back up with your attention, I'm going to open the core for everyone, which means is that you're more open to just being you right now and allowing yourself to move through the center of your head, up through your crown chakra, upwards into infinity. And also from the center of the earth, moving into infinity below you, opening up into infinity, which is all possibilities. Mind is infinite. There's only one mind. And when mind is clear and not confused, there's no disease. So we're just opening up to that clarity. So let's quickly do a general clearing of known and unknown limitations, self-sabotage issues, and any kind of block that is specifically for you today in the last 3 days that you kind of got stuck on, where your attention was sort of really kind of focused on. Want to let this go today. I'm going to start with some digestion overhaul. That means that everything that's inside your digestive system right now, to let the body become alert to it, your intelligence, and notice, okay, there's something that needs to be cleared out. We don't need that anymore. We've been letting that sit there for a while, ignored it, but letting that kind of go. That includes all the physical debris, energetics, and there's a lot of emotions actually, so we're just going to let that clear through as well. Yeah. And all the confusion that we usually act out on the digestive system, but also on the immune system. And the immune system is kind of tied up with the digestive system very strongly. So there were some questions around what to eat, who to listen to, what are the signs of a good diet. This person says this and that. Well, essentially, if you eat something, and after 15 minutes, you either get tired or you get uplifted and energized, tells you that a food is going to feed you or take energy from you. Now, if you're in a cycle of deep healing and you eat food that's very nourishing and you have a lack of nourishment, you will get tired and then you have sort of the sense of having to have a nap. But that's already tells you that your body in general is actually needing more than it's getting. So you want to essentially find out if you can try this out with, you know, any food. You eat it and you'll just see how you feel. Is it giving you energy or not? Now, if you're more intuitive, you can even touch the food or look at the food and you get a sense of like no or just like yes. Now, if you have distortions within you and you have addictions, there's questions about sugar, for example, sugar addictions. You actually will know the greediness of reaching out and the difference to unhealthy need of some food that would make your body feel very good. You probably know the difference. And if you don't, practice. Look at a nice apple that would be good for you, that you know that's good for you, and hold it and smell it and notice how you respond to it. And then notice if you have, like, let's say a Danish or something very sweet and sugary, what that feels like. Watch, observe yourself. Get out of your head into your body, because digestion has so much to do with really being in the body. The more one is in the mental thinking processes, the more confused the body gets. So that's something I hope that helps. So let's come back and put your hand on the area of your digestion that might be difficult, and or any other area in your body right now. That's why you're here on this call. Now we're just going to do a clearing on that. Today's a very good clearing day. I don't know if you can sense that. It's really about letting go today. So we're going to use that very strongly. Taking a breath and just knowing that what happened before is gone and there's no story, no history. Right now, in this moment, everything can change very fast. Everything is in flow and everything blips in and out of reality. If we just let it, if we don't have to understand it, if we have faith, trusting, knowing that there's health somewhere within you and you're capable of it. As long as you're breathing, you're capable of health. I'm going to reset the bacteria in the digestive system. I'm going to ask now to resonate with the intelligence of nature and turning on again those frequencies within your body, within your digestion. And if you don't know, I always like to eat some dandelion leaves or something out in nature, some berries that are growing wild somewhere in the forest or in a clean area or patch, even in a city. There's sometimes some abandoned lots when you kind of walk in 6 feet away from the street and you're kind of more in the middle. Just eat something there that you know is edible. And this will really give you the bacteria, the probiotics you need. They're wild, they're strong, they're smart. They're much smarter than any yeast in the body. So as we're speaking about yeast, let's kind of work with that. And there's quite a lot of moisture here. So let's kind of continue to reset the fire and clear yeast from any area in your body that is troublesome. And continue to reset the fire. Optimum levels. I'm sensing trauma in the stomach area, solar plexus areas for at least one person. I see it very strongly. So we're going to allow that to correct. And for wherever you feel traumatized or burdened, we're going to nourish the immune system and allowing the confusions against certain foods. And I read some grains that came up here, amaranth and some other grains that were here. Anything that isn't working for you, where your body's like, what is that? What am I supposed to do there? Even gluten, okay? Allowing that to delete. Let's delete that. We want to untie ourselves from the history of our ancestors and your own. And I'm seeing some programs of self-punishment, so we can clear that as well. Letting that go. We don't need that anymore. This is a time of joy. 5D is joy, it's possibilities, it's creativity. You're an artist now. Everybody's an artist now of recreating your own life and your own body. So if something doesn't work, what do you want it to do? What's the invitation? Now, if digestion, immune system aren't okay, you will probably wake up during the night. Or have trouble falling asleep. It's also a nervous system issue. If there's a question around that, I'm going to assist with some sleeping. Anybody who needs some sleeping assistance, just knowing that we can trust the processes of life, and to embrace that, the comfort to be in one's own body, very comfortable. And sleeping really like a dog that can just let go, allowing the organs to relax, to let go of the relations of having to do this, should have not done that, the stories and the organs, letting that go. Removing the inflammation, which is a result and expression of these conflicts. And just for a moment, just being really okay with yourself, even with these so-called flaws that your mind can track. What if your mind doesn't track them for a moment? And to be just okay with what is right now, knowing that it's also beautiful in a way that you cannot understand. And knowing that nature wants to be admired. And when nature is admired, it will serve you. Admire your body. Admire your healthy digestion. Know that it's doing so well and it can do better. Trusting that it can. So right now, let's open up these possibilities that are, there you go, good. Opening up to that life force. So let's bring in some more assistance that you might need from your own ascended masters, angels, ancestors that are benevolent to your journey, the nature kingdom, and the parts within you in your own body that are really supporting the weaker parts so much. There's some parts in your body that are kind of doing more in order to compensate. Let's be grateful and let that all sort of, let all that support in for a moment. Good, let's open up the aura a little bit wider now. Increasing the vibration, the frequency. I want to increase the frequency 100 times. Add more. Good. So most of the other processes, we did sort of just a general overall process, and we're going to go through some colors now and see what comes forth for more healing. So I'm going to unmute Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Rachma.
Hi there.
Thank you so much for that. That was awesome.
Okay, good.
I'm not too sure if this is the right forum for this. I was wondering, my first and second chakra, if we can do some clearing.
Yeah, well, that goes with the digestion. Sometimes people have constipation. Sometimes, there is other confusions. It's because these are the lower chakras. So we'll work on the energetic level now, on the chakra level, okay, which is the astral. It's several levels, but often a lot to do on the astral level. Let's do some clearing there, which has to do with cordings, which, there you go, also experiences we had that are linked to foods and that we somehow act out on, you know, if we like a food or not, or reacting to it. So, and yeah, and for you, it's more like an immune system thing I can see here emotionally. So it's just going to strengthen the immune system even more so that it can. Because, you know, when food comes into our body, it's an alien substance. The immune system is always on alert in that moment and says, what is that? Do I need to fight it or not? So when we are distracted and watch TV or do other things or talk a lot or emotional, the immune system will be suddenly, it's like a teacher that is all confused and is sorting the kids in the wrong way, you know? So it is very important. The immune system does a lot of work. That's why, you know, animals often fast when they're sick. They don't eat. They know it'll be better to not eat. But it depends. Sometimes the body needs the nourishment to heal. So we're just going to touch your thymus for a moment because it's kind of not grounding properly here. So, okay, that's better. And we're going to connect that through into the base chakra. That's where you need it. Are you feeling it open up a little bit more? Does it start to feel better?
It does feel a bit more open, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and then for a moment, just let go and touch the top of your head. And we're just going to open up to more trust. Like everybody needs more connectedness, because we expand. Mm. There's always another step, and then start trust more, and need to know less, and trusting the body knows. So right now, this moment, just letting that possibility in that, oh, okay, my body right now is again stronger and better, and will be again more stronger and more better tomorrow. Okay, Cindy?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks. Bye. Okay, so the next person is a 4971. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hello, this is Ursula.
Oh, Ursula. Okay, hi there.
Hi, yep. Fatima.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Great.
Do you want to work on some of the digestive issues? I saw that you wrote something in. Do you want to go over that?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay, so there was something about grains, right?
Grains and dairy.
Yeah, dairy, okay, as well. So, and essentially what you're saying is you don't want to react to it, you want to digest it better. Is that what I'm hearing?
I want that my body can deal with it, mm-hmm. you know, that it can digest it properly and mm-hmm. that I feel good.
Okay, good. So I'm going to open up now the Neolithic times. This is a time that was before the patriarchy. This is when we started to farm and we settled, okay? So this is in the second chakra, so Cindy is affected by that as well today and everybody else. And we're going to ask that switch over between the Neolithic times and they what we call the patriarchy. There is unfinished business and conflict. So now we're going to ask this to be cleared and neutralized, because that is just a drama, and this is very deep in the collective. So this is a collective story. This is why everybody's playing the story right now of having issues with dairy. This was not an issue 100 years ago, because we're shifted again, and now these unfinished businesses come up. It's like there's some drawers we moved, and all these drawers still need to be cleared out. So right now in this moment, strengthening, letting the love of the mother, the divine mother and the divine feminine for everybody, which is really presented in these nourishing foods of dairy and grains. Okay, having a peaceful relation with Mother Earth. There you go. Letting in the divine feminine. And even more. How does that feel for you right now?
It feels good. I don't have problems right now because I just don't eat it anymore.
Yes.
But it made so much sense, because I also find that I get rather upset when people and women are not treated equally and that kind of thing.
There you go. Good. Thanks for sharing that. No, that's really up. Thank you. Well, that's awesome. And I saw it in your throat, you know. So it's really that expressing. So between the second and the fifth chakra, to open up that pathway and to really express and say, I'm here, I am receptive, it's okay to be vulnerable, to be nourishing, and that lunar feminine, the very, very receptive femininity, that now can also express itself in a more solar quality, in a very active quality. I think everybody that knows me knows that I'm more of a solar feminine. I can express and be outgoing, at the same time remain that feminine, the light itself. So, okay, so I see a little changes in the group right now. This is in the crown chakras. You can be that in that way. You're not stuck. You can be receptive and outgoing and active and have that very balanced. And so that conflict, we're going to clear that very deeply now, all the way into the DNA for everybody. There you go. So that we don't have to be stuck in either or, which is just causing inflammation and confusion, the digestion. So we're going to digest. And once everybody's digestive system right now in this present moment to come into a neutral, into complete neutral, being connected is not the right word, but being at one with the mind of infinity, with all possibilities of being able to deal with a lot of things without having to be stalled, blocked, or hiccup, you know, that there's a hiccup in it. So yeah, that's a wonderful topic. Thanks Urza for sharing that. So yeah, see how that goes for you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have another person. It says anonymous. Is it a web or a cell phone? Hello?
Hi, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Hello there. Hi. Good. A lot of people that I know are raising their hands. Okay, thank you.
That last call really brought up a lot of emotion for me.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to ask about today was kind of my whole digestion, but especially in my throat. As soon as I eat or drink anything, I have to clear my throat, and it feels like it didn't actually swallow properly, but it does, mm-hmm. but it just feels like it doesn't. There seems mm-hmm. to be kind of a phlegm there that gets caught all the time.
Mm.
And I have to clear.
Have you had that? Sometimes a sign like that can be from even too much acid in the stomach. Can even show up. Like, is that an issue for you?
Yes. Yes.
There you go. Okay. So basically, we have to reduce stomach acid. But it's even different than that. What happens when we get older is that we actually don't have enough of the acid, and so the stomach starts overproducing. So the key here for you is to chew very well and for very long times. And
okay.
have you tried that? Like, really, more than it might feel really weird, but to really chew the food, so the stomach doesn't have teeth, so it can't actually really then break down. It doesn't have to overproduce because it says, oh my God, how am I going to handle this? You know, so it gets into this overdrive. So.
Okay.
Let's reset again, touch your stomach for a moment, reset your stomach acid for everybody to optimum levels, and you make a commitment, everybody makes a commitment to eating more properly with attention, with care, because what you eat just becomes your body. So you want to look at your body, you want to look at your body, it's beautiful, and you have to also eat beautiful food and process it in a beautiful way, otherwise we're surprised that it shows up then in the body with all these flaws. So it's a whole process, reconnecting that whole process. We're going to, okay. If you want to touch your throat for a moment. Yeah, I'm not getting a problem with the throat itself. Yeah, okay. Shall leave it like that, Deborah?
Okay, that sounds awesome.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye. Okay, so this is B in Singapore. Hi, B. Hello.
Hi. Good morning,
Guruma. Good morning. Good morning. Do you have something physical to work on today?
Yeah, actually, it has been disturbing my meditation. So that's why I thought I should just bring it up. I have this sort of a little bit of numbness along the neck, on the left-hand side, neck, shoulder area. And that kind of affect the fingers on the left-hand side too.
Mm-hmm.
And in the last few calls, after the last few calls, I realized that there's some tingling effect on my head. I'm not sure was that because of the healing or the primordial light.
Something is clinging on your head, is that what I heard?
Yeah, the tingling, some kind of tingling effect on and off.
Yes. That's correct, because it opens up the petal. It works on the petals of the crown chakra, so that tingling is normal. It can even feel like sometimes your hair is moving. Feels really odd. Yeah, that's
exactly
fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Yeah. Okay. So now you're probably sitting a lot on at the desk or at the computer, right? So if that whole neck area is the circulation is. So let's kind of look here. Just clearing your nerves. Okay, there you go. And it's directly in the vertebrae in the neck. And everybody who has any kind of physical, you know, like nerve or muscle tightness or There's not good circulation in the fascia and the soft tissue. Okay. So just adjusting your, almost like a posture, would you be able to kind of move your shoulders a bit and your neck a little bit and just adjust to better position? And we're inviting you to feel and clear all that excess vata, which is really what causes sort of the sense of paralysis and not feeling things. Okay, so now you're showing me that this is a cleanse. Okay, this is a cleanse. When we sometimes clean out things from higher levels and they move through us, when it's spiritual work, it can sometimes feel like numb. So let it move through and then see if it, you know, if it goes away. Okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. And then this is David from in St. Louis. Hello?
Hello?
Hello there. Hi, David.
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you. Wonderful.
Okay, good. Yes, I have had chronic fatigue syndrome for over 15 years.
No.
And I'd like you to help me be free of chronic fatigue syndrome.
Okay. Okay, first is your throat. So we're just going to allow something in your deeper blueprint to correct. And there's a grief there. So allow that to clear. And that goes through into some part of this life, but also a little bit on the other lifetimes. Okay. And we're just going to open up life force. Life force is available all the time. So it's almost like, let's imagine there's a valve, you know, like a water, you know, we just open it up and it flows, right?
Okay.
David, would it be possible to just, that we just open that and you'd be just okay with having energy? How would your life be different if you had more energy?
Well, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't suffer when I have to do things physically.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, I could do more because I'm kind of limited. I'm retired now.
Yeah,
I had to retire.
Yeah.
But I did want to mention, I don't know if this is relevant, but during meditations, I do experience some tension in the spleen area, and I thought that might be related.
Yeah.
And then also, it seems like some swelling or tension in the right hip, right pelvis area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, the spleen is related because that's your earth energy. The spleen pushes against gravity. And if you don't have energy, you know how we kind of can't get up and slouch over and, you know, and it just is not, it's not, and if you have energy, you're just buoyant, you know, like you're jumping. So spleen, if spleen is weak, you can't push against the gravitational pull. There is an imbalance again, and it's a feminine kind of, it's masculine itself, the spleen, because it's governed by blood, but at the same time, it also is directly earth energy. So right now, again, balancing more the earth energy inside you, clearing the spleen. If it's too wet, we have to dry it up.
Okay.
And then the need to suffer. Okay. Right. Let's see if that's really necessary. Right now, inside of yourself, allowing that to just kind of drop away. And to not, what I'm reading with you is also you're very specific. So have to understand everything, looking at every detail. Is that how you are, David?
It sounds like it. I have a technical background.
Yeah, yeah. So that has to do with control. So we want to let that go. I want you just for a moment, just wow, what if it is all chaotic? You don't know what up is and down and sideways and everything is taken care of. You can just sort of let go. So for everybody, again, letting go, not having to understand how things work, because that understanding and trying to understand actually makes the body sick because you are the body. So there's, we climb into the mind and then micromanage and dissect the body. This is what we don't need that. The mind is the, we cause to make ourselves sick. So right now, this present moment, just allowing again. Take a deep breath, opening up more energy for everybody else. So spleen, which also has to do with sorting your food, what you're eating, the energies. And, okay, there's another block in your aura on the front of you. Good. And the deeper work for you, David, is to kind of contemplate what death means to you. What does dying mean to you? So I'll leave you with that. And if you really go into it, you'll be able to move through it and really open up a lot of energy for yourself. Okay?
By contemplating what death means to me?
Yeah. So really feeling it. Not thinking about it, but really feeling and knowing how you're responding to it. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so we have Katya, I think. Is that Katya? Hello?
Yes. Hello, yes.
Hi there.
Thank you, Retima, for answering my call.
Okay.
I was wondering, it's not actually for myself, it's for my boy. His name is Les. I just wondering if you can help with his dry skin.
Uh-huh.
We live in a really dry place, so everyone usually have a problem, but his skin is really, really dry. And I put tons of natural moisturizer every day, and it just doesn't go away.
Yeah. You want to come from the inside, right? How is his elimination? Is it dry also?
No, it's actually very moist.
Okay. And he sleeps well? Does he sleep well?
Yes. Yeah, he does. Yes.
He
sleeps 12 hours at night. And
well, that sounds
good.
3 hours
during the day.
Okay. So then it tells me that he's healthy and that you might not want to worry about the dry skin. This could be because he's still young and he might be clearing out things from his own past lives that is coming through the skin. If he is happy, does he seem happy?
Oh, yeah, he's very happy. His immune system seems to be good. Every
other
kid seems to be sick, and he's doing just a little bit of runny nose. So
okay.
I would say he's quite healthy from what I can see.
Yeah, he looks like that on the pictures. So I wouldn't use a moisturizer. Just use a natural oil like coconut or something. Don't use anything chemical. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I use either ghee or shea butter.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's fine. If he has anything else that comes up, then we can talk about it. But I would leave it like that. I think he's just clearing things from his environment, you know?
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you for answering.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. So then we have in Oregon, it's 54150. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ron.
Hello.
This
is that?
Deb.
Who's
this
that?
Deb.
Deb. Hi there. Hello.
Hi. So I was going to ask a question for my sister. She flew out here to help me with my surgery, recovering from my surgery. And so I thought I would ask a question for her. And one of the things that she struggles with is when things are going well for her, she basically does not, she self-sabotages herself, getting back into, you know, like a smoking addiction or drinking or something like that. And she doesn't know how to, you know, walk the path of staying on, you know, that feeling of.
So what does she want? What does she want? What does she, wants to get rid of these patterns or what is.
Yes. Yeah. I think being able to stay in that feeling of.
Did she ask for the feeling?
She did. She's sitting right next to me, but didn't want to talk.
Okay. Can I have her first name, maybe?
Yes, it's Christine.
Christine. Okay, good. So Christine wants to be, just making better choices in her life. Okay, so there's a lot of grief, yeah? And good. So really believing in yourself, not really believing those tendencies. I'm going to do a little bit of entity clearing here for everybody. I was really letting go of these confusions. And there are some real cords with these substances. So I'm going to ask your higher spirit, your spirit, to actually cut them and to release them. And you just have to say yes so that you are allowing your higher intelligence to take care of the situation right now. Good. And I always suggest start right away with some activity or some habit that is healthy that can replace the bad habits. It has to happen. You have to replace something. There's no void in the universe, no vacuum. You have to really make a choice and have a backup plan to basically, you know, do something. And also exercise, really very, very good. If Christine doesn't exercise, she should do something that really challenges her, because it has to do with a lot of weakness. We become very weak when we have all these patterns and substances. And so challenging yourself, finding your limits and pushing them a little bit is very important. So I hope that helps, okay? Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Aradma.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, so we have in Stratford, 5192. Hello? 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 Okay, we'll go to the next person then for now. This is a cell phone in Lawrence, 978. This looks familiar. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Arakim.
Hello? Yes. Hello, I can hear you
hi,
now.
Yes, hi, Arakima. This is Gail.
Hi, Gail. Oh, hi there. Okay.
Yeah, we just had our session 2 weeks the other week, This is a perfect follow up call to that session. Still working on my digestion,
uh-huh.
And I do have to say I am noticing a few positive changes going on over the past few days. So that's moving good. So
okay.
And to continue on, I've got and you may have touched on this a little bit with one of the other callers when you're talking about the fascia and the soft tissue. I have a lot of pain in my whole abdominal area, my whole torso, and it could be fascia or it could be soft tissue, which I think some of this, whatever was going on, is affecting my digestion as well as my breathing. And
do you massage your tummy a little bit, or you actually move the tissue a little bit? Do you do that?
Yes, I do.
Good. Okay, that's good. We want to move and create flow, even on the third dimensional level, you know, on the physical level. So good. Just hold your tummy for a moment, areas that aren't feeling so great. And we're just going to allow again for freedom in there and open up more space. And happiness. Yeah, because that's really what that comes in for you right now, being more happy, more spacious. Okay, and yeah, I feel a lot of movement, like cranial sacral therapy. Do you do that a lot? I can't remember. Do you receive cranial sacral therapy?
I only do that occasionally. I did have some done during the Christmas break. I do go for regular massages, though.
Yeah, your body is likes this language. Let's put this, you know, everybody has a certain, you know, fallback, you know, default way. So this is really, so that's good. So we're just going to ask you what I'm asking now your body, because it knows it so well, to ask you as consciousness to continue to move and shift and flow and unhook and undo these areas on the emotional, mental, spiritual level, physical level for everybody as well. And when there's some tweaks or something, not to be preoccupied, because when the body moves, sometimes you get these tweaks and pains. It's just letting things go. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay, yes, because I do get those.
Yeah, because that's what happens. Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay, thanks, Gail.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then we have, this is Shelly. Hello, Shelly. Hi there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Two things. Mm-hmm. Ever since I had my gallbladder out, I get the runs a lot and hiatal hernia.
Mm-hmm. So the hiatus hernia was already there, right? But so there's two things. Okay, good. So
I came along with a lot of the reflux, but I've had that really under control only if I break down and have something really fatty. But it seems to be the fatty foods that go right through me, like if I have coconut yogurt or things like that.
Yeah, I think some people take some extra, something extra, you know, to actually help the digestion of the fats. If your body needs that because it's not doing it, then you might want to take that. I don't know what the names are, but you can talk to your doctor. But so right now, this moment, I'm just going to just go into the original causes of why the gallbladder got removed. And you let go of the gallbladder, but you actually need to let go of something else. Now you're letting go of the content of your intestines. So there's something you needed to let go of, okay?
Yes.
And I think I know what that is, and you know as well from your family, something that was around liver and gallbladder. So we're just going to allow that to disconnect. Nobody is going to take your energy. Nobody is you not having to. I keep hearing radio frequencies. It's almost like you're tuning into these frequencies of the family, and you don't have to. You don't even have to shut that out. You are your own person. We're going to close off those relations that are non-healthy. Take a deep breath. And there's a correction in your brain. Oh, Shelley, you just went the whole body, right? Right. Taking me to all the different places, right? Top the brain area. And good. Just allow the balance now in your planetary system, which is Venus, which governs the gallbladder. Allowing your gallbladder on the energetic level to be happy and clear. And let the frequencies of that part of the body to still be very active and do their job in your body, even if it's physically not there, but the frequencies can be active. Let's turn that on for you, which is not completely off, but we can strengthen it. You know, because you're already 80% on, but let's do it 100%. There you go. Okay. So maybe we'll do the hernia another call. Oh, I'd like to move on with some other calls. Sounds great, Shelley.
Perfect.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye. I'm trying to take as many as I can. So this is Wilma right now, the next person. Hello.
I'm here.
Yes, you're here.
I'm here. And just prior, I was listening to the one on the emotional cleanse, which was phenomenal.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Okay. What do we need to do today?
Oh, I've lost 15 pounds because I have in the last 10 months totally changed how I eat. And, but I look pregnant with losing weight. I lost it all over, but a stomach hurts. I feel like I'm pregnant, but it's not high. It's a low before you give birth.
Yeah. Well, put your hands
belly.
On it. Yeah, put your hands on it. I can got the message that your microflora isn't quite right. So we're just gonna allow that to adjust and releasing anything that you've taken on energetically on other levels. Sometimes when we shift so much, like you do all that spiritual shifting and moving and all this. It can cause some, it's almost like you do it a little bit, the body's not catching up quickly enough. So we're allowing the body and spirit to be more integrated for you. Yeah, there you go. And I'm just kind of popping a bubble there. And if you have some air like burping or something coming up, just let it, that's a good sign. Does it feel like a little bit of relief right now already?
It feels like, you know, it's like something is happening. My senses show me this and unfolding.
Okay, this unfolding. Yeah, that's what I'm getting to. Okay, thanks, Wilma. That's good.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. So I'm going to take a chance to talk to Kim Pretzer right now. I'm going to unmute you. Do you have any... Hello, Kim. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I can hear you.
Did you get some emails that we need to look at?
I received one from Floriana.
Okay.
Florina.
Yeah.
And she was asking about healing for massive hair loss she's had for the last couple of years. She said the condition of her hair is frizzy and coarse and dry. She does use organic shampoo and conditioners.
Okay, so good. Yeah, good. That is basically, yeah, so we'll do that. Thanks, Kim. I want to keep it short. Yeah, and I'll mute you. So good, thank you. We'll work on this hair issue. This is too much dryness, especially when you have a constitution like that and if it's frizzy. So let's bring some balance in the Kapha Pitta Vata. Shifting everybody's constitution here. I can sense that. Okay, so let's do that more on a fundamental level. Good. Okay. So I'm going to talk to Diana. Hello, Diana.
Hi.
Hello there.
Oh, hi. I actually have two questions. I was looking into basics of Ayurveda, and the presentation I went to said, I understand the Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, but I was also told that we are born with one basic constitution. Are you able to tell us that, or do we need to have the pulse taken to determine that?
It's better if you take the pulse, yeah. Okay. It's your Vikruti, and you have to... I know a little bit of pulse because I've practiced it. It's like when you press really deep down, you get the original one. Yeah. But you can also kind of go back when you were really little, maybe 8 or something, and kind of remember what your frame looked like.
You don't know.
And all these things you don't remember, right? So
Yeah, I do remember. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You look different now.
No, yeah. Actually, I went back to it.
When
I started menstruating, it got better. It transformed. But then when I hit menopause, I went back to it as if I was pre.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good sign.
It's the hormones.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, just to get your pulse taken. So what's the second question?
Oh, the second question is I'm having a problem with urinary incontinence.
Okay.
It wakes me up in like the early morning hours that I have to get up.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so... we're going to have to strengthen your foundation energy. Okay, so for everybody needs that. It has to do with burnout also, with aging and heat. Do you feel there's anything kind of hot inside of your body, inflammation anywhere in your body?
I have inflammation in my feet and in my eyes.
Ah, there you go. So you have a chronic inflammation that will really burn, you know, through the tissues, and the muscles get really weak. So we want to really clear the inflammation right now for everybody. More focused feet, eyes. And there was another person on the Q&A in Europe asked for inflammation in the eye to clear that as well. I see clearly. I have no conflict with life, and allowing all causes are known and unknown to clear through all times and spaces. And when you have the inflammation out, that needs to be happened first, then your muscles, you can actually start, they will actually naturally get stronger, and then you can even do some exercises. So I'm going to right now, into the future right now, which exists here in this present moment, I'm going to open up these possibilities for you that this problem is resolved. And if you have my 360, you also want to do the rejuvenation MP3. Yeah?
Okay.
That really helps to take out a lot of inflammation as well. Okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks, Diana. Okay, bye. Thank you. Okay, I have somebody in Yarrow, 604. This is NBC. Hello? Yes, hi there. Hello?
Oh, hi, Arathna. It's Donna.
Hi, Donna. Okay.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Donna. That's right. Okay, Donna. Hi. How are you? Good.
Hi.
What can we do?
I'm good, thank you. I have Barrett's esophagus.
Okay. So there's, okay, we've talked about it. It's also from inflammation and too much acid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So touch that area right now. And if you feel, is there any discomfort right now?
No.
Okay. So, okay, there you go. Okay. So you're noticing an expansion and a clearing of that. There's a very strange energy in there, right? That this doesn't feel very good. Is that starting to leave now? Can you sense that? But there's holding on. There's roots to it, okay? And I can see there's a bit of anger. So let's let go of that as well. And for anybody who has somewhere, we always have some conflict with life somewhere, so we're just going to let that go and know that it's okay to be helpless sometimes, or to not be able to digest life perfectly. And then it just sort of gets stuck there. Go good. Take a deep breath. And beautiful. Okay, should we leave it like that, or does it need a little bit more?
No, I think that's beautiful. Thank you very much.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Thanks, Donna.
Yes.
Okay, so the next person is in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Hi there.
Hi. I'm having problems with lower digestion because I have a large fibroid, so
okay.
I'm not sure if that's involved too because it's the left side up higher than the fibroid.
Okay. So elimination is difficult. Is that what it is?
Yes, a lot of pressure down there. I was supposed to have surgery, but I'm doing healings, and it's after shrinking, and it's way, way, way much better.
Oh, okay. So really, basically the fibroid has to go, and then your digestion will be better. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Put your hand in that area of the fibroid. And just right now, this present moment, let's just empty the content of it. And, okay, so it's completely disconnected. You've disconnected yourself from the content. So let's allow whatever caused this to happen, the difficulty in your psycho-emotional mental processing, allowing that to heal for you in the best way possible. And everybody else has something that is just so difficult to shift. We're just going to allow that to now let spirit shift it for you. Just receiving it. Take a deep breath. And there is something else hooked into that area as well. So mm-hmm. You can feel that, right? It's like a hook almost. And so
with hippie kind of thing.
What's that?
Like it's in the hip, the hook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't let yourself be hooked just for a moment. I'm seeing that in a way that assists you. You don't have to let that happen to you. You have the right to be free, to be yourself. Okay, right now it's going to open that up, possibilities for you to be on your own person, not to process other people's stuff, to listen to that. Do you have ear problems as well somewhere or had some?
Yes, I'm having left ear. It's the outside of the ear is for the last couple of months.
So, for you have to really let go. You have to become very independent from that person, that relationship completely, and that will really help your life. So I'm going to do a healing now at the end for everybody. I'm going to bring in a new frequency, a new energy. And so thank you. I want to let you go. Thanks for coming on the call, okay? And we're going to just invite you to allow that to flow. It's just going to flow to wherever you need it. And we're going to open up more cosmic energy, but also I'm going to flow an energy that is actually a physical energy. It's a substance that's a refined substance that is a spiritual refined substance that works on the physical level. So you might find it very different, but I'm just going to open it up for everybody. And we're just going to receive it. And I'm working through every question that came in because there's only so much the linear mind can do and I can answer. So everybody who's written in a question, their issues are included in this healing. Everything that is on your heart right now in your mind is included in this healing in ways that we cannot fully understand. And everybody who's listening to this afterwards is also receiving this healing for your particular issue. I'm going to also bring in some more light to this, just spiritual light. And inviting your spirit to make the changes within your soul now, with your permission. Your spirit gives permission to make changes within your soul that are so profound, that surpass your logical mind and your faith of what can happen or what cannot happen. Now bring to mind your particular problem again. Just for a couple seconds, touch it with your mind. And let go. I'm inviting everybody to do a quantum shift now. The entire group, just forget your own individual story, how important it is, and just trust that you are a beautiful being, and each person is, and to meet together in a different place. It's like almost like we're going to do Star Trek. We're just going to shift. If you want that, just say yes, and we're just going to shift into a much better place that is you, just you with less clutter. Yeah, just remembering again your immortality, that you really are, knowing it. You don't even have to think it. You are it. You're the cause of your body. You're the cause of your world. And even you are prior to that. And right now, I'm just guided. I know I'm going a little over time, going into the Akashic Records right now. They're opening up here. And because there's some people who are have access to it, they do this. So they're showing me here. So I'm just watching you to literally clear your programs yourself right now. I'm just sort of being just a facilitator and assistant right now. And allowing that to, supporting that to happen. And continuing to open up to infinity, allowing all these processes that are happening right now, they are quite profound, to continue for you until they're completed. And I'm going to just bow down to your presence today, being here and participating in healing for yourself and for the world, for existence, and taking a deep breath now, beautiful, the entire group, and just watching, waiting, everybody just sinking back into who you are, into essence of your heart, just being yourself, knowing that your aura is going to reconfigure now for your daily life, for engaging with other people. So all the chakras, everything is setting to that position and frequency that is just good for you right now. Allowing everything to just ground through perfectly. Allowing all the processes that we started to continue until they're completed. And assisting you not to let the mind go in there and doubt or erase those. Just allowing yourself to know that they continue and it's absolutely possible to be well. So we never know what happens in these group calls. So thank you for being open and creative and showing up to what is needed. I try to keep myself to the package descriptions as much as I can. But essentially, what you bring to the group calls is essentially what happens. So thank you very much for showing up today. The same link will be a replay, so you can just listen to it afterwards. And I wish you a wonderful day or night, wherever you are. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
The moderator has left the conference.